He and Han. Before her diagnosis, my mother reported an owl visiting her back patio. Her guest arrived often as if on cue, having received no invitation or warm greeting. A Sioux woman will worry about an owl's appearance to her patio. Superstitious, my mother was taught owls are harbingers of death. She admitted once that should she die, she'd return as a small bird, a finch perhaps, or most likely a sparrow. So I was to be vigilant and kind, visiting birds. I think of her now waiting for the alders to fill with wings. Snow and more snow. A sluice of ice crosshatches the parkway, confuses the trees. Hope is a thing with feathers, wrote Dickinson. Birds arrive and depart. They carry dreams and cry memory, bring both omen and fortune. Our people believe the owl guards the entrance to the Milky Way over which souls must cross to reach the spirit land. My mother believed her relatives resided among the air breathing alongside the living, emptying themselves a shadow into her rose beds, her foxglove. Just as I believe that in her way she brings forth the turn of each new season, the rain, its start, and little deaths, and owls, wide-eyed patrols, constant guards in the trees.